Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There you go. That's what I like to hear. So, how was your Thanksgiving? You went to Missouri? Very nice. Did you have turkey? Good. Did you see lots of family?
Yes.
How do you say hello to your family when you see your family? Oh, you have a new little sister, Leah? Right. How do you say hello to Leah? You give her a high five? No. How do you say hello to Leah? You hug her. Very nice. And for Thanksgiving, when all your family came over, how did you say hello to them? Parev. Did you give them a fist bump? No. What did you do? You hug them. Do you kiss them too? No, you don't kiss your family?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Yes and no, sometimes? No. Not when saying hello. Okay, well, it's all right. But usually you give them a hug, right? No? What do you do? What, you don't know how you say hello to your family?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't know.
Okay. Well, sometimes.
Can you say hi?
You say hi, right? Most people say hi and then they give them a hug, right? You want to sit here?
No.
Oh, passing out? Uh-huh. So in the church, we do the same thing. When somebody comes in, right, we say hi. We give them a hug. You can pass those down if you want to pass them around. We give them a hug, and sometimes we give them a kiss. During the church service, Maximilian, during the church service, we also give each other a kiss. Do you know when you do that, or a hug? Do you know when you do that? No. Okay. But how was it? Right before communion, close to it. So there's going to be a part in the service you're going to see that I'm going to, you see the chalice? You see that thing in the red on the left-hand side? That's called a chalice. What's a chalice? A cup. Very good. It's a cup. And I'm going to take that chalice and put it in the center. And I'm going to open it up just a little bit. And when I open it up, the bread and wine, the body and blood of Christ is going to be seen for the first time. And then the deacons tell everyone, they say, Volkchuin, Duk Mimia. What does Volkchuin mean? What does Volkchuin mean? Very good. Wow. Volkchuin means hi, hello, salutation. Does anybody read Charlotte's Web?
No.
You do? You know how the Charlotte, the spider, always says salutations? So it's the same thing. Volkchuin. Hi.
Last time I read was in grade.
Long time ago, right? So the deacons will say, Volkchuin, say hello to one another. And they're going to come, one of the deacons is going to come down with a purvar, the incense, the smoke. And he's going to give the kiss of peace to two people here. And they're going to give the kiss of peace to everyone else. And what do you say? Yeah. What do you say when you give the kiss of peace? Do you know? I'll give you a clue. It's on the inside of these papers. Right above the word search. Right above the word search. Right. So the first person says, Christ is revealed amongst us. Christos imech mer hait netzav. And then the response is, blessed is the revelation of Christ. You should learn these two. You don't have to learn them right now. But you should learn these soon. Okay? Because what's going to happen... Look at me, everybody. Somebody's going to come down to Charlie and say, Christos imech mer hait netzav. And then he's going to say, Orhnyane hait nutunin Christosi. And how do you give the kiss of peace? Most people go like this. I don't like that. You should do a bear hug. All right? You should hug them, the person next to you. Why should you hug the person next to you? You can sit down. Why do you hug the person next to you? Nobody has an answer?
No.
No one knows why to hug the person next to you? Why? To pass the kiss of peace, exactly. Also because we are now, yes, Alec? That you show that you care for them, exactly. And, say again? Compassion, exactly. And, no, they're not right. And also because now you are brothers and sisters in Christ. You are the brother and the sister of the person next to you. Do you hug your brothers and sisters, those that have brothers and sisters? Do you hug them?
Yeah.
Do you kiss? No?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to work on that. Do we kiss them sometimes?
Yes.
Sometimes? Do you like them?
Yes.
Did I hear a no over here? I know. You hug them and you kiss them because you love them. Because they are there for you and you are there for them. And so we give each other a hug and a kiss. Not a little bow, but a hug and a kiss. And we say at that moment that all of us have become one body, one family. We all are going to be brothers and sisters, and we're going to greet one another because we're excited that Jesus is here with us now too. So today, when that happens, you have these nifty little papers, all right? And adults, if you don't know what to say, they're also in the Sunday bulletin on the back page, all right? On page, it says page 27, kiss of peace. It says in there what you're supposed to say. When the kiss of peace is given out, you're supposed to, you can take it out and you say, hold on, Nai, don't kiss me yet. Blessed is the revelation of Christ. Okay, there we go. And now I got it. And then you can say it. All right?